You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
The messaging app on your mobile phone that you use most frequently, that's WhatsApp, is now getting into payment services. Sometime in early June, WhatsApp will enter the field crowded with online payment services, going up against established players like Paytm, Google Stays, as well as others. I don't really want to say plethora, but it does apply in this case. Besides Paytm and Tez, WhatsApp is taking on the government's own Beam app, AEPS, USSD, online wallets like FreeCharge, PhonePay, MobiQuick, PayU, Money, Oxygen, Geo Money, etc. Then there are those run by the banks themselves, like State Bank Buddy, ICICI Pockets, City Master Pass, and another one by HDFC Bank. That is one crowded field. Entering and making a splash in a sector that offers low margins seems like a strange move at first look. So, what is WhatsApp up to here? Welcome to the special Money Control podcast on WhatsApp payments and the turf war with Paytm that has all of us asking, what's happening to payments?
WhatsApp payments and the turf war with Paytm.
Bloomberg had reported recently that WhatsApp, which has 200 to 240 million users in India, has tied up with three large banks, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and Axis Bank, and is ready to implement a new payment service. SBI could also join this party, the bank said, once all necessary systems are in place. Forbes India has reported that WhatsApp has been planning to launch an in-chat payment system since November of 2017. The company decided that it was going to use Unified Payments Interface or UPI to allow peer-to-peer transactions within its 200 million strong user base. It then approached the National Payments Corporation of India to start working on this feature. You might have heard of this payment feature in beta stage a few months ago. Now, while waiting for partners to implement necessary systems, WhatsApp introduced a beta update in February to check the payment system's stability. This test rollout was limited to 1 million users and didn't actually allow transactions during the test phase. Users noticed this feature only in April when a feature titled Request Money was spotted in some phones, which allowed users to set up a UPI profile. Many users can now see an option titled Payments in both iOS as well as Android under WhatsApp settings. For interested users, let's face it, we will all try it at least once. The setup process is easy. Once a user accepts the terms and conditions of the UPI, WhatsApp generates a list of banks that it has collaborated with or plans to partner with in the future. When selecting the bank you want to set up your UPI ID with, bear in mind that the phone number linked to your WhatsApp account needs to be the same number linked to your bank account as well. WhatsApp will automatically add the account number linked to that phone number and will ask you to set up a UPI ID. Now, if you already have one, you will need to enter your BPA or virtual payment address and verify your debit card. That's it. You're ready to use payments on WhatsApp. With UPI, while the app itself is built by a developer, the actual processing of transactions needs to be done by a bank. Now, this is where the banking partners come in. In the case of Google Tez, HDFC, ICICI, Axis and SBI Bank are partners who process the payments. But users will be able to add any of the UPI-supported banks to their WhatsApp account to allow for payments. Which leads us to an obvious question. In what way is WhatsApp payments going to be different from other services like Paytm, Tez, FreeCharge, PhonePay, etc.? Well, the first advantage that WhatsApp has is its large user base. As I said earlier, it has over 200 million users, and that is 20 times higher than Paytm's daily active users. As Vivek Belgavi, head of financial technology at PwC India, had to say, and we quote him, WhatsApp has a great starting point, a monopoly in chat. High engagement makes it a credible competition, unquote. Now, this move could potentially introduce tens of millions of users to digital payments. WhatsApp seems to be taking this payments service very seriously. The Indian Express reported that in April, WhatsApp had put out a job ad for an India head where the focus was on payments. According to the requirements listed in the ad, WhatsApp was keen on candidates who had experience in the payment space, presumably to drive the strategy around the new feature they're hoping will be a game breaker. WhatsApp also has a separate business app for India. Amrish Rao, Chief Executive of PayU India, a payments processor, is of the opinion that WhatsApp has the influence to upend this fledgling sector. He said, and we quote him, "WhatsApp is already one of the most popular apps in India, and with messaging as the key hook, they offer a compelling use case for payments, particularly P2P. They'll be competing on the back of their UI or user interface, which is really smooth, and it will force everyone to up their game." Unquote. He also made another interesting observation, and again, I quote him. He said, "You need other services as the main hook and then you add payments. That's why I think WhatsApp entry is a threat to the incumbents." Unquote. Maybe that explains the heartburn that some of the competitors are experiencing. Well, LiveMint in its analysis noted that digital payments is still incipient in India. And while Paytm has a huge lead, it is vulnerable. Because digital payments have fewer entry barriers than operations-heavy businesses like e-commerce or cab hailing. So, is this feature on WhatsApp secure? Forbes India reports that WhatsApp does not add an extra layer of security like Google does with its Tez payments app. However, you do need to verify each payment using your UPI PIN. Once set up, you have to enter an amount and verify it using the UPI ID. The amount is then credited to the receiver's account. Well, this now does not sit too well with the competition. Back in February, Paytm's founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma alleged that WhatsApp was flouting rules and putting consumers at risk because it was skipping steps in the payments process. Sharma also accused WhatsApp of restricting access to other UPI-based platforms. He took aim at WhatsApp in a series of tweets claiming that WhatsApp had bypassed security requirements and that Facebook, WhatsApp's owner, was trying to create a walled payments garden that did not support interoperability, which is one of the key requirements of UPI. Now, some time ago, the Reserve Bank of India and the Ministry for Information Technology had raised concerns over WhatsApp's sharing of payments data with its parent company Facebook, because in layman terms, after the Cambridge Analytica mess, nobody trusts Facebook with data. Factor Daily reported that certain incumbent payment players had criticized WhatsApp payments, calling the service insecure and saying that it sent financial data of Indian users to servers outside of India. The report notes that info about WhatsApp sharing data with partner ICICI Bank as well as Facebook came to light when it updated its privacy policy in March. The company said it uses Facebook's infrastructure when payments are done. We quote from the WhatsApp blog now. "Facebook does not use WhatsApp payment information for commercial purposes. It simply helps pass the necessary payment information to the bank partner and NPCI. In some cases, we may share limited data to help provide customer support to you or keep payments safe and secure." Unquote. Moreover, the risk of this data being not entirely secure caused some consternation in the company. The Washington Post reported that WhatsApp's founders, and we quote here, clashed with Facebook over building a mobile payments system on WhatsApp in India, unquote. Co-founder Jan Kom, who quit the company in April, had disagreements with Facebook over data privacy. MeitY, or Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, wasn't impressed with this news. Some sources told the media that the ministry opposed the sharing of payments information under any circumstances and raised the issue with the RBI. The National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, seems to be satisfied with WhatsApp's declaration that Facebook cannot use the data for commercial purposes. One senior NPCI executive told the media, and we quote this unnamed source, "Many group companies share the infra, so no issue on that. The main issue is what the data is used for." Unquote. The NPCI allowed WhatsApp to go ahead with the beta testing because it had not crossed 1 million users. Data indicated that in April, WhatsApp had a mere 1.77 lakh transactions. Further, the NPCI said that it would allow WhatsApp to launch payments to all its users only after it's fully interoperable. In response to these reports, on the 9th of May, the National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, which owns UPI, said all UPI apps have to allow interoperability. However, Dilip Asbe, the CEO of NPCI, is reported as saying that he has no concerns about data security on WhatsApp. Looking beyond the technicalities and the accusations, what becomes clear is that this is largely a turf war. Paytm has dominated digital payments in India, a strength that has catapulted the company into the big leagues. It is India's second most valuable internet startup after Flipkart. A mammoth spending spree saw Paytm beat rivals like FreeCharge and MobiKwik to become India's largest digital payments brand. News reports have noted that Paytm raised more than $2 billion and counts the Alibaba Group and SoftBank Group as two of its key investors. From a valuation of under $200 million before the start of 2015, Paytm has ballooned to $10.2 billion in 2018. That valuation was predicated on expectations that Paytm will continue to dominate payment services, expand its new payments bank business, and introduce new services such as wealth management. And now, in waltzes WhatsApp, with its easy-to-use interface and deep pockets, throwing down the gauntlet. What is the main threat here? User base. Which one do you think is more popular? WhatsApp or Paytm? WhatsApp is one of the most widely used internet platforms in our country. As I'd mentioned earlier, WhatsApp has over 200 million active users. Paytm claims to have 300 million users, but the sheer number of people using WhatsApp on a regular basis is far higher. Without even overstating, WhatsApp has a massive sway. Messages on WhatsApp play a role even in election campaigns in India. Now, that platform allows you to transfer money easily. Experts suggest that though WhatsApp's payments option would more or less work on the same principle of sending and receiving payments, its ability to allow users to do it while chatting makes it a natural winner. Breezy as you like. That's the clincher. Well, there are other apps too, of course, and those can pose a challenge to WhatsApp. Google Pay has been a favorite of some users, removing the need for a wallet and transacting directly between bank accounts securely. Google Pay recorded 60 million transactions in April this year, and Paytm reported 63 million transactions during the same period. Flipkart's PhonePe has also seen a fair bit of traction, but they're nowhere near as ubiquitous as WhatsApp. Its entry into India's payment space is being compared to that of WeChat, an app that redefined the payment space in China when it expanded beyond messaging. Parent company Facebook is also eyeing a bigger market share with this move. Analysts concur that Facebook may be keen on pulling off a WeChat in India with WhatsApp. Now, WeChat is a social networking app that allows users to do everything from messaging, calling, shopping, payment, and a host of other things you can think of in just one app. Kunal Shah, the founder and former CEO of FreeCharge, says, and we quote him, "You have to see what happened in China. Alipay was the biggest payments company for years, but the market moved towards mobile payments suddenly when WePay came in and became really big because it was a higher frequency app." Unquote. He also added, "WhatsApp will lead a digital payments revolution in India. Not just wallets, even services like NEFT could potentially become irrelevant or less used." Unquote. Of course, that's not to say Paytm is a spring chicken waiting to be trampled on by a behemoth. It enjoys a large brand recognition and has hard cash in hand. It has become synonymous with digital payments over the last 18 months thanks to demonetization. Paytm has plenty of experience and has diversified into many payment niches. It has more than $1.5 billion in cash and has the backing of investors with the ability to pump in billions more. That said, Paytm will have to stay agile and sharp. The consensus seems to be that Paytm hasn't yet faced a competitor as formidable as WhatsApp. As an industry expert said, and we quote him, "WhatsApp's entry can bring in the next 100 million users into the digital payments fold, and that will be a massive boost for the digital payments ecosystem overall." Well, whatever direction this showdown takes, one thing is certain. Digital payment services are set for a big leap forward. Payments will become a highly contested market.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.